Anyone whose husband, wife, or partner snores this loudly is probably wishing for a separate bedroom. It's the telltale sign of obstructive sleep apnea, a chronic disorder in which the person experiences shallow breathing or frequent pauses in breathing while asleep. In apnea, throat muscles and other tissue in the back of the throat periodically block the airway. The brain reacts by lifting the throat muscles away from the windpipe, and the individual wakes up, often struggling for air. By then, researchers say, the level of blood oxygen has dropped, and the quality of sleep has been affected by stress hormones. Obstructive sleep apnea affects less than 10% of people across many countries. More men than women have it, and it is more common among the elderly. Monse Oliver has the condition.
At night, sometimes I wake up without air. Sometimes my husband said me, I snort a lot.
If left untreated, sleep apnea increases the risk of high blood pressure, obesity, cardiovascular disease such as heart attack and stroke. New research also raises a possible link to cancer. The standard treatment for this disorder is CPAP, or continuous positive airway pressure. The machine blows a controlled stream of air down the throat, correcting the blockage. Patients should feel rested after a good night's sleep. But researchers in Spain wanted to know how effective CPAP is in treating hypertension and cardiovascular symptoms in sleep apnea patients, in particular those who did not experience sleepiness during the day. Dr. Ferran Barbé from the Research Institute in Lleida and colleagues studied more than 700 patients with a sleep disorder and followed up over 4 years. Some of the patients used the CPAP machine, others did not.
We found a slight decrease in the incidence of hypertension and new cardiovascular events in the CPAP group. However, the results did not reach any statistically significant differences.
A second study, also in Spain, looked at whether CPAP reduced blood pressure in apnea patients recently diagnosed with hypertension. That study did show a reduced risk of hypertension by almost 30% compared to the control group. While both studies document the benefits of CPAP, the researchers say larger studies with longer follow-up are needed. The studies were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Melinda Smith, VOA News.